The dreams haunted her day and night. Evil, twisted thoughts that no mother should have. She no longer knew her children. They had become unknown aliens who lived in her house, ate her food, and demanded more and more of her energy. When her son had turned 15, the dreams began. At first, only occasionally, and then more frequent as the next year went by. When her daughter turned 15, they came more rapidly, now to the point where they were in an every night occurrence. In those dreams, her precious children were no longer humans, only demons hiding behind the mask of her children's faces. Abigail, Abby to her friends, Anderson believed she was now losing her mind. Her interactions with her teens had become strained. Once a loving mother, she could hardly bear to speak to them now. When she did, she could hear the fear in her own voice, and it was obvious they could too. The two children played on that fear. Her son had quit school over 6 months earlier and now spent his days eating, listening to rock music, and ordering his mother to do this or that for him. The evil emanating from his eyes made it impossible for Abby to refuse. Her daughter no longer thought of anything but good times and parties. She was still in school for the moment, but the last time Abby had told her no, she had disappeared for 5 days. She came back home, yet held her mother hostage with the words, "I'll just do it again, if anything happened to displease her." Instead of love for her children, Abby was now counting down the days until each one, in their own turn, celebrated their 18th birthday, and she would no longer be responsible for them. Abby only hoped she could hold on to her sanity that long. The week before Halloween, the children informed her that they were having a party. Andrew handed her a long list.
"This is what we need. Get it."
"I can't afford all this stuff."
"That's not my problem. If you love us, you will find a way, Mom."
2 days later, her daughter had given her another list. On it were items Abby had never allowed in her home.
"Sherry, you know I don't allow alcohol here."
"My friends won't come unless we have it, and I'm not losing friends over one of your silly rules."
That night, Abby had the worst dream yet. In it, she had been awakened from sleep by two demons standing over her bed, chanting. When she opened her eyes in the dream, she saw what her children were. Abby had shrunk down in the bed with fear. The larger of the two creatures reached out and gripped her shoulders with scaly, talon-like hands. Holding her pinned to the bed, the other being spoke.
"You will do as your children wish. You have no choice. If you do not, you will find that your life has been very easy up until now.